God bless you for being here today. Will you stand with me and join me as we say together the model prayer from the Bible this morning? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, amen. Thank you. May you be seated this morning. Graduates, today we come to you, and I want to just sort of give a challenge this morning to and a charge to the graduating class today, but also this applies to all of us here this morning. From here, from this point to where you intend to be in the future. So this morning, it's a wonderful time for these graduates, for those that are graduating from high school as well as from universities around the nation. It's a milestone that you've taken to accomplish and fulfill. And this morning we congratulate you because you've come to this particular juncture in your life. You've come to this particular crossroads. And so this morning I want to encourage you to go from this day to where you plan to be in the future, and to live your life in such a way that you would find God's purpose and plan for that He has for your life, and that you would take that and use it in the days to come. I'm reminded of the young man that visited the Grand Canyon with his family. His dad had given his son a diary, and he asked his son if he would make a journal entry each day into his diary of his insights and his observations out there in the Grand Canyon. The boy stood on the edge of a very high cliff and he spat out there as far as he could. He seemed to get a thrill out of that experience, and that night he went back to his room. He made his journal entry about his day's activity. His father slipped into his room that night after his son had gone to bed, and he saw the diary there, and he was tempted to go over and to look at it, and of course, he did that. When he opened his son's diary, this is what it said: "Today, I spent 2 miles." Now, that must have been quite an accomplishment to think that you had spat 2 miles. But his father certainly looked at that, and I'm sure he wondered, did he really accomplish very much? Well, that obviously was an accomplishment to him. To you, the graduates today, you've made quite an accomplishment in your life. This morning, found in the 32nd Psalm, there is a verse there that I want to key in on. It's the 8th verse. When you look at that whole text, the first 5 verses deal with confessions and forgiveness. Verses 6 through 7 deal with the deliverance and preservation. And then verses 8 and following deal with it offers guidance for life's journey. This morning, I want us to look at verse 8. Notice the psalmist says, "I will teach you, I will instruct you, and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye." Now, Katie sang that song a few moments ago and talked about leaving things at the cross. And if we're truly honest, not only with ourselves, but with God, I can assure you, if we follow the teachings of this verse in the book of Psalm this morning, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye." Young people and seniors today, I'm sure in high school you have studied Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan. In one of those chapters, Christian and Hopeful, two of the characters leave the city of destruction in pursuit of Mount Zion. And along the way, they meet all kinds of obstacles. They meet all kinds of temptations out there in life. To you, the graduates of 2022, this morning, I would say this: you too will run into obstacles. You'll run into temptations on your journey from this day forward because life is filled with those kinds of things. But I want to challenge you this morning. I want to give you some thoughts concerning not only this day, but concerning your future days. First of all, today, this week, is a day of celebration. We have tried to celebrate with you this morning. We have honored you, and we have chosen to set aside this time just to celebrate this day with you because I know that you are gratefully relieved. You're breathing a sigh of relief this morning. I'm sure that you thought you would never make it to this day, but you have. And so you deserve to celebrate this day. You don't have to do it as much of the world does this morning with mind-altering drugs, but you can celebrate this day with the joy and the peace of knowing that you've accomplished a great feat in your life. I read the other day where a senior in high school was about to graduate, but he walked up to his dad and he handed him his failing report card. And he said, "Dad, before you open my report card and read my grades, I found yours in the attic last night when you were a senior, and I want to give it to you, and you open it first, and then you open mine, and then if we need to have a discussion, we will. Otherwise, we'll both be silent." Well, I want you to know today is a day of celebration. It's a celebration for not only you, but for your parents. It's a celebration for your teachers. It's a celebration for your friends and your family. But I want you to know it's also a celebration for your spiritual leaders. So today, I just say this. Unfortunately, we cannot go with you on the rest of your journey. But as God speeds you along the way, hopefully we have laid some foundational stones, pavers that will help you as you build upon the rest of your life. The book of James says, what is your life? What is your life? James says it's a vapor. Graduates, I can assure you, when I sat once where you are sitting in the far distant past, I can assure you when people begin to tell me life spins off of the spool a lot faster than you would ever think. I used to laugh about that. I used to laugh at them and go, "I'll get out of here." But I found out that the spool spins pretty quickly. And so I want to challenge you today. I want to encourage you today. I want to charge you today with this verse of Scripture because I believe if you will take this Scripture and apply it to your life, I believe that God will bless you on your journey ahead. In fact, in the book of Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5, God spoke to Jeremiah and said, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you." That sanctified word means set apart. "I ordained you a prophet to the nations." Young people, God has a plan for your life. In Acts chapter 9, verse 15 and 16, there's a phrase where Jesus is speaking about the Apostle Paul. He's a chosen vessel of mine. Today is a day of celebration. I know you're excited. I'm sure to some degree, if you were honest, as Katie sang a few moments ago, there would also be some fear and some trepidation because for 12 years, you have been conditioned to do what you have done all of these many years. And now, all of a sudden, you're cast out there into a big arena of life where you have to make some choices that will be probably harder to make than the ones you've made in the past because you won't be around maybe the friends that you've grown up with in school, but you'll be around new people. You'll be around challenges. For those of you that go off to colleges and universities, you will be challenged with all kinds of ideologies and philosophies and psychological thoughts and ideas that are there. But don't let fear and trepidation today be a part of ruining the celebration because truly this is one of the most wonderful times in all of your life and the better days, I believe, are yet to be. So celebrate. Today is a day of celebration. Secondly, today is a day of counsel. In the book of Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, the Apostle Paul was writing to a group of Christians and he said, "For we are his workmanship." created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. You see, be assured this morning that God has a plan for your life, and you just need to discover that plan and go with that plan. God will reveal the details of the journey as you go along. He comes to you personally. He reveals to you His will for your life, and He will do that one step at a time. Let me tell you, life is filled with choices. Life is filled with decisions. And you will be challenged all along the way of your journey in life of what decision should I make? Should I do this? Should I do that? Should I not do this? Should I not do that? Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 have always been my life verses. I mean, there's lots of wonderful scripture that are my verses. But if I chose one life verse, it would be this one. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. Let me tell you, there'll be a lot of things, guys, you will not understand. Gals, you will not understand. There's a lot of things I don't understand. Never have, never will. But this scripture says, in all your ways, acknowledge Him, acknowledge Christ, and He shall direct your paths. God has the very first call on your life today. And let me tell you, you have to make that decision to follow Him the rest of your days. Notice what the psalmist said, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. What great sound wisdom. What great counsel there is there. There are dangers in life out there to avoid. And for these past years of your life, your parents and your teachers and your mentors and your coaches and spiritual leaders, we've all tried as best we know how to give you a firm foundation on which to build the rest of your life. Let me tell you, the best book in all of the world, I believe, is God's Word, the Bible. I believe it's a standard. I believe it's a compass that you can take on your journey of life that will direct you in the way you should go. It's the GPS for you in the 21st century, because in that you will find God's laws and God's commandments and God's promises and God's precepts that will direct you. In fact, the Bible says that thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You see, this book, the Bible, I believe, will help you to navigate on the waters out there of life. In fact, Dr. R.G. Lee, many years ago, in his sermon, A Charge to Keep, said this about the Word of God, the Bible. He said, wonderful in its inspiration, wonderful in its unification, wonderful in its translation, wonderful in its preservation, wonderful in its salvation, wonderful in its sanctification, wonderful in its consummation. It attracts the simple minds and it confounds the deepest thinkers. It's always up to date and it meets today's needs. It's so complete in the coverage of all human conditions. Recognize its divine authority and bow to it. Own its glorious supremacy and obey it. Confess its blessed sufficiency and rejoice in it. Cling to its holy integrity and testify to it. Cherish its precious truths and feed on it. Know its blessed truth and walk in the light of it. Young people, this morning, I want to remind you there were two sisters in the Bible. One was named Mary, one was named Martha. Mary listened to the Lord. She leaned on the Lord and she looked to the Lord. She realized the most important thing in all of her life was to know Jesus and to know Him in every way that she possibly could. I challenge you graduates this morning to do the same thing. The Bible will tell you how to live if you follow its teachings. Today is a day of celebration. Today is a day of counsel and charge to you. But third and lastly, today is a day of challenge. Notice in Psalm chapter 32 and verse 10, the psalmist said, "Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him." I don't mind to tell you, and you graduates know this, because of social media, because of all of the internet, and because the internet and social media and all of those things, those are a tool and a highway to your future. Don't be confused by all of the mistruths that are out there. But if you will place your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will lean on Him, I can assure you that He will direct you every step of the way. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12 and verse 1, I love this verse. "Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years draw near, when you say, I have no pleasure in them." Graduates, today I leave you with this thought in closing. Wherever He may guide you, no want shall turn me back. My shepherd is beside me, and there's nothing that I will lack. His wisdom ever waketh, His sight is never dim. He knows the way He taketh, and I will walk with Him. Graduates, God loves you. I love you. Alex loves you. This church loves you. Your family loves you. Your friends love you. And I want you to know, I pray for you that God's watch over care will be with you as you leave from this day forward, from here to there. I want you to know, I'm praying for you. May God bless you. I celebrate this day with you. I encourage you and I challenge you, live for Jesus. That's what matters. Would you stand as we pray together today? Father God, thank you for these graduates, how we love them. God bless them. Encourage them, be with them. Father, I pray that you would just direct them each day of life with all of the challenges that are out there in the world today. God, I just pray that you would be with them and that you would walk with them and guide them and guard them and help them and strengthen them. God, that's our prayer, that you would just put an umbrella around and over their life. Let your angels encamp about them. Father, how we pray no evil would come nigh their dwellings. Father, bless them as they go through their baccalaureate services this afternoon and as they go through their graduation exercises this week. Be with them, oh Father, we pray. Father, if there's someone here this morning that needs to give their life to you, may they come. If there's someone here that needs a church home, may they come. Father, we just leave this invitation in your hand and trust you for it in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen.